Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last 5 days, the massive Oklahoma City story has broken. More evidence of government involvement. Huge BBC story broke yesterday during this broadcast, thanks to listeners paying attention and finding it, concerning the British broadcasting communist live on 9/11 up there propagandizing, and 20-plus minutes before Building 7 fell, they started reporting that Building 7 had already collapsed, getting off script, going a little early with their script. They then cut to a reporter on the ground a few miles from Building 7. You see it clearly in the background. And then she steps aside and describes how the Solomon Brothers building, that's the name of Building 7, had fallen. And there it is, smoking, nothing had fallen. This is a huge story, and they pulled it twice off Google yesterday. They pulled it again last night. This really was an illustration for folks about the real-time censorship as they were scanning the entire millions of videos that are posted on Google to bring it down. It was posted on YouTube and was brought down. It's now back up as they desperately scramble to stop you from being able to see this. We have the audio of it. Right now it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. If you've seen the video, if you heard us talk about it, if you want to discuss it, and if you have any questions or comments or statements you'd like to make, we'll be talking about Oklahoma City, 9/11 and Building 7, the new revelations in this first hour. The toll-free number to join us, and again, we're live the 27th day. It is the 27th day of February 2007. By the way, coming up on March 2nd on Friday, there's going to be the huge Texas Independence Day rally that I really should have been promoting more in the past. We've mentioned it some. We've got a big banner with a list of some of the speakers and details up on Infowars.com. Please go get that report. It's a story we put together, and get it out to everyone. Looks like a Dallas Cowboys logo. Great banner Ryan and Slick Eisen put together up on Infowars.com. Go get it. Go through the link. Get the story. Email it to everybody. And take off work on Friday, or take off half a day. This is a duty for our country against the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA highways that will fund the North American Union. We've got Hank Gilbert joining us for about 20 minutes in the second hour to discuss this. We've got Jimmy Vaughn, who's going to be part of some of the music and entertainment there coming up on Friday as well. He'll be joining us in studio tomorrow. We appreciate him coming in for that. So again, tell everybody you know, be there. We're going to be meeting downtown. It says at 2:30, but need to start getting down there about 2 o'clock so we can have the parade down Congress to the Capitol and then several hours of speeches. Texas Independence Day, that's when they were able to get the Capitol Mall. That's when they were able to, I don't think, frankly, the 2:30 is the best time, but let's not have excuses, ladies and gentlemen. That's when they could shut down Congress, and it is Texas Independence Day. And so be part of this. Get down there. Absolutely, you must be there. And everybody needs to help us. Call the media. They need to get 100 calls apiece. All the local news, national news, AP, tell them to be there to get coverage on this so we can show that Texans and Americans are against the New World Order. When we get back, we're going to get into the latest developments concerning this huge information that's come out via the BBC, and we'll give you the details if you missed the report and replay those clips. We'll also get more into Oklahoma City and the new developments coming out there. Just so much breaking news, and I'm so honored that my team is right in the middle of breaking it. Also, incredible news concerning Iran as the propaganda floodgates are open for the attack. The carriers are in line. Cheney takes refuge in bomb shelter after Afghan blast. Totally staged. We're now hearing Al-Qaeda tried to get Blair. This is just total hype. This is part of war hysteria being ratcheted up. The websites are JonesReport.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in Prophecy, Tyrants and Wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The phones are wide open. And I'll go to you at the bottom of the hour directly. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. We'll be talking about the North American Union today and the big fight right here in Texas to resist it. We'll get into the latest Oklahoma City developments as that continues to break. Clear evidence of government orchestration and also the new incredible BBC archived footage showing how they were scripting the fall of Building 7 and announcing it had fallen almost 30 minutes before it fell. We'll be going over all that today, airing more of those clips and breaking it down. But over the weekend, the London Telegraph reported, as well as the Globe and Mail and others, headlines reporting that aircraft carriers are set to strike, set to hit U.S. aircraft carriers, two main battle groups and then three other subgroups, troop-carrying ships, amphibious attack carriers, you name it. Total, there's five aircraft carrier-class battle groups there, two mainline carriers, and then several of the mini carriers. Just amazing to see all this happening. They're announcing they found another major cache of Iranian component explosives. Clear evidence that Iran is funding the insurgency and they need to invade right now. Iran must be dealt with. Meanwhile, our glorious leader Dick Cheney barely survives a bomb blast. And, of course, I'm sure it'll be linked back to Iran, a bomb. Of course, what was it, 2 years ago, Pervez Musharraf, the Pakistani dictator, about 30 minutes after he drove over a bridge, it blew up, and they announced, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda, Taliban tried to kill the glorious leader. And then it came out about a month later that indeed Pakistani intelligence, this was mainstream news, Pakistani intelligence had staged the bombing as a pretext to have a police state crackdown and to make him look like he was some daring leader. Well, it's the same thing on this, I have no doubt. Cheney takes refuge in bomb shelter after Afghan blast. Vice President Dick Cheney was whisked into a bomb shelter immediately after a Taliban suicide bomber struck the main American military base he was visiting in Afghanistan on Tuesday. Up to 14 people were killed, including one U.S. and one South Korean soldier in the Bagram Air Base attack, which rebels said was aimed at Cheney. He had been in his room at the base where he had unexpectedly had to stay the night after bad weather forced postponement of his trip to the capital, Kabul, about 60 kilometers away. So they did the exact same type thing in Pakistan 2 years ago. This is in Afghanistan. At 10 a.m., I heard a loud boom, Cheney said. Base authorities sounded a red alert, and Secret Service officials told Cheney there had been a suspected suicide attack. And this could be some real Islamic extremist that's not on the payroll doing this, but that's not what past MO shows. Here's another one. Taliban knew of Cheney visit Islamabad, a suicide attack at the Afghan air base where U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney was staying, shows the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have penetrated local intelligence agencies, analysts and officials said. The blast early on Tuesday at Bagram Air Base near Kabul also highlights the increased sophistication of the extremist outfits as they prepare for a feared spring offensive against Western troops, they reported. But don't worry, Cheney's okay after the blast. Meanwhile, oh, guess who else is in grave danger? Now, we've had fake Ryerson plots foiled, later to come out that the government staged it. They constantly, every month, have raids on some new safe house, and it turns out there was no bioweapons, no terrorists, totally innocent. But that's back of the paper, small retraction. Okay, the government was mistaken. Or they have street kids in Miami that for a year they pay over $100,000, $50,000 at one time. Tell them they're Christian soldiers, they're going to preach for Jesus. By the end of it, they say, we'll give you 40-something thousand more if you swear allegiance to Al-Qaeda and go videotape the FBI building in Miami. Or up in Toronto when the Royal Mounted Police mail a bunch of fertilizer to their door, and then that turned out to be staged, but not after there's a week of fear-mongering and, oh my gosh, it was they're going to wage war on us and just destroy everything. Well, it's the same thing with Blair. Al-Qaeda plotted to kill Blair in front of the Queen. Oh, the Queen and Blair, just so daring. Oh, they're so strong. Tony Blair defied. See how brave he is? Oh, my gosh. Tony Blair defied an assassination threat from Al-Qaeda, he means British intelligence, to take part in the Queen's Golden Jubilee celebrations in central London. It can be revealed for the first time. The risk to the Prime Minister was disclosed to a BBC documentary by Lord Stevens. Oh, the Lord told them. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner in 2002, he positioned marksmen around Buckingham Palace in readiness for an attack by bombers or snipers. Lord Stevens, talking for the first time about the alleged plot, said there was a threat against the Prime Minister over the Queen's Jubilee period. It was an assassination threat. There was good reason to believe that the threat was credible. But Blair stood up bravely and said, I don't care. I've got to show strength to the British people. I mean, do you believe any of this, ladies and gentlemen? And they spoke to Blair and said, don't do it. But he has just had such courage, he didn't care. I mean, there's hundreds of examples. Oh, there's a plot to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge. Turns out it's an FBI informant. It's all made up, a lie. Mainstream news, AP, WorldNet Daily, others reported that they were issuing fake terror alerts for political gain. Every time something came out, they got in trouble for. It's just the same story over and over and over again. And don't forget, U.S. generals are saying they will quit if Bush orders Iran attack. This out of the Times of London. Some of America's most senior military commanders are preparing to resign if the White House orders a military strike against Iran, according to highly placed defense and intelligence sources. Tensions in the Gulf region will raise fears that an attack on Iran is something increasingly likely before President Bush leaves office. The Sunday Times has learned that up to five generals and admirals are willing to resign rather than approve what they consider would be a reckless attack. There are four or five generals and admirals who know of who would resign if Bush ordered an attack on Iran. A source with close ties to British intelligence said there is simply no stomach for it in the Pentagon, and a lot of people question whether such an attack would be effective or even possible. Oh, it'll be effective to escalate the crisis and create more civil war and more destruction and suck us into a widening third world war. And the propaganda continues. U.S. finds major weapons cache. 2.5 weeks ago, remember? Oh, they found very sophisticated super weapons. That headline itself was deceptive. You read deeper in the New York Times, the same reporter who put out the aluminum tube false report, who we know is clearly an operative, comes out and says, oh my gosh, they've got incredibly high-powered super weapons. And you read, it's the plastic explosive cores out of 88-millimeter mortar shells, which is literally a World War I level weapon. But no, super sophisticated, only Iran could do it. They've traced the plastic residue. And then you look into it and, oh, wait, the photos they show, they were so lazy. They think we're so dumb. They were British 88-millimeter shells printed in English. Well, didn't matter. The retraction came 3 days later. It broke on Friday. The Pentagon then got caught up with their operatives at the New York Times and broke it Sunday and said, yes, it's true. The Sunday shows all panic and fear. Super weapons. Remember? Super weapons. Mortar shells. And then 3 days later, by the Monday, they were saying, well, it looks like it's not true. Then by the next week, oh, it's not true. Well, it doesn't matter to them. U.S. finds major weapons cache in Iraq. See, they've got to be attacked. Iran's got to be invaded. AP U.S. officials said Monday they had discovered a factory for assembling sophisticated roadside bombs from Iranian-made components. The first such facility uncovered in a religiously mixed province north of Baghdad. The officers who displayed weapons for reporters at a U.S. base in the capital said the find provides more evidence that the Iranians are providing weapons used to kill Americans. They include EFPs, explosive form projectiles. Oh my God, super weapons. And it says that fire a slug of molten metal capable of penetrating armored vehicles. Notice how they talk about a mortar shell like it's some type of Martian space gun that fire a slug of molten metal capable of penetrating armored vehicles and have been blamed for killing more than 170 U.S. and coalition soldiers. The display was the latest in a series of presented by the U.S. military to bolster its allegation that Iranian weapons are being supplied to Shiite militants. Iran has denied the charge. Now, we have the headline that came out a few days ago out of mainstream British newspapers. Headline, U.S. funding terror in Iran. And it's admitted, they're blowing up dams, they're rocketing buildings, they're shooting Iranian police, they're killing Iranian troops. U.S. Special and British Special Forces 2.5 years ago, New Yorker magazine confirms Seymour Hersh, are running around leading squads. I mean, they're trying to overthrow their country. And Iran is just sitting there taking it. They don't even want to announce it because it makes them look weak. They are weak. And so, I mean, there's just unbelievable globalist-funded insurgency in the West and all the way into the central area and even the eastern area and some of their provinces. Assassinations are going on. They were reporting yesterday that Ahmadinejad had a heart attack or was poisoned, and then we don't know what happened with that. Now they say he's okay. And they admit on, 3 months after the Iraq invasion in 2003, remember there was that big fires and rioting all over Iran? Again, attempted CIA overthrow. Israel to hold nationwide nuke attack drill. Now the New York police are saying they think Iran's targeting New York. Again, the carrier attack fleets are ready. You see how they're getting ready? The question is, will the globalists blow up something? Will they sink a ship? Will they set a nuke off?
morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel brookie system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Brookie purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Brookie purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Brookie today for only $209 or get a Sport Brookie for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BrookieWater.com. Travel Brookie not available in Iowa.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Welcome back. Let me simplify this. When Adolf Hitler told the German people that they were fighting evil, in many respects, he was telling the truth. Now, let me be clear on that. Hitler claimed he was fighting the Soviet communist red terror evil that by the time he came to power in 1933 had already killed close to 20 million people. And so that's why the Germans predominantly bought in to what he was saying. He also blamed the central banks for what they'd done in the Versailles Treaty with the victors, England and France. But he himself was evil as well. And I bring this illustration up because the Germans were very moral people on average, very well educated, upright individuals. And Hitler said as the war got worse and worse, you got to support the troops, we got to widen the war, we got to attack more countries. And he could rightfully get up and say, the communists have killed millions, they're evil. They want to take your farms and private property, we've got to fight for survival. And so they turned east, and he broke his pact with Stalin and attacked him. Well, it's the same thing with Iran. Iran is evil. There's not a debate about that. But compared to the globalist sophistication and scope of evil and actual bad things that the New World Order is doing in hundreds of countries, Iran is nothing. Absolutely nothing. And compared to threats to this country, when you stack Iran up against China and Pakistan and North Korea, they are no threat to this country. But see, the media and the government and the propagandists can go, oh, look at the mullahs, look at their corruption, look at the bad things they do. Look at the evil of government. Well, yeah, government always becomes evil, as the Founding Fathers said, and yeah, you can point out a lot of bad things. And I have no doubt they're not funding some insurgency to try to get control in Iraq. What else would they do? You know, it's a country neighboring them. And the U.S. and England are trying to fund insurgency the other way to take over their country. They've got to survive. They already had $30-plus billion funded by the U.S. publicly to fund Saddam to attack them. Over a million Iranians died in that war. What do you expect them to do? Has Iran killed a million Americans? No. Did Iran overthrow the U.S. in 1953 and set up a regime of torture and extermination until 79? No. You see, the average American can't even find Iran on a map. They have no history of what's happened in Persia, no idea what the globalist and British Petroleum leading the operation have done to those people. And by the way, all these threats of war and invasion actually strengthen the radical extremist control in that nation. When they had a moderate 3 years ago, he was snubbed. He was told, no, we don't want to work with you. They want war, and they're going to attack Iran, barring a miracle, and our economy is going to further tank, and you can stick stickers all over your car and feel good all day. You are like Germans, and you're going to pay the price the Germans paid. We're all going to pay. The New World Order always destroys who they use as their bully. We're being used as a wind-up toy. We've been set up. We're being demonized worldwide by the private central banks that own this country. We're being used, and it's all part of a larger plan I've been breaking down for you 2 years before the attack on Iraq. And everything we told you would happen has happened because we're going off Pentagon and Israeli documents. And that's the bottom line. So just remember, I want, and you'll still have stickers on your car, pro-war, after all this happens. After you're bankrupt, after your dollar's worth 5 cents on the dollar, what it was, it's already 50 cents on the dollar, and after all this happens, you're still going to, most of you are still going to enjoy it. So enjoy. You'll go to the cemetery, you'll put flowers at your son or daughter's grave, and you'll frankly get in your car and cry about it and go to the VFW hall and feel powerful. Everybody will pat you on the back and you'll be a hero, but you won't have your son or daughter. But I know you don't care. It feels good. It feels manly. You don't understand how we've been set up. You don't want to listen. And so you're going to get to have foreign companies own the infrastructure of this nation. You're going to be a slave, tracked and controlled and traced. And there's going to be one-child policies, and just enjoy it. Enjoy the death of the country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
We're going to your calls here in just a few minutes, finishing up with the Iran situation. They're claiming Iran's shipping in weapons. They're claiming Iran will have nukes in days or weeks, when the CIA's own report says 9 years, the Israeli report 3 to 4 years. And then you have this in Newsweek, big cover story, New York targeted by Tehran. Oh my gosh. Increasing tensions between Washington and Tehran have revived New York Police Department's concerns that Iranian agents may already have targeted the city for terror attacks. Such attacks could be aimed at bridges and tunnels, Jewish organizations, and Wall Street. NYPD briefs told security execs last fall, according to a person with access to the briefing materials who asked for anonymity because of the sensitive subject matter. See how they're pulling out all the stops? There's literally hundreds of articles every week now about Iran's about to hit us, Iran's about to get us. Magically, all this propaganda turns on as the aircraft carriers line up. And those carriers can't stay there more than 4 or 5 months. And most of the experts are saying, look for the attack in the next few months. So here we are at the edge of this happening. It's just disgusting. Here's Reuters. U.S. developing contingency plan to bomb Iran. despite the Bush administration's insistence, like they did with Iraq, that it has no plans to go to war with Iran. A Pentagon panel has been created to plan a bombing attack that could be implemented within 24 hours of getting the go-ahead from President George W. Bush. The New Yorker magazine reported in its latest issue, the Special Planning Group was established within the office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in recent months, according to an unidentified former U.S. intelligence official cited in the article by investigative reporter Seymour Hersh in the March 4th issue. The panel initially focused on destroying Iran's nuclear facilities and on regime change, but has more recently been directed to identify targets in Iran that may be involved in supplying or aiding militants in Iraq, according to an Air Force advisor at the Pentagon consultant who were not identified. And, of course, it's the same Office of Special Plans that cooked up the WMD reports out of Iraq. They've just reconstituted it under the same name. And it came out, what, 3 weeks ago, that it's going to be a much wider attack, this from Pentagon officials, hitting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of targets, all of their major ships, their destroyers, their smaller ships. They have these oil rigs, these converted oil rigs out in the Persian Gulf that are military blisters of weaponry. Those are to be destroyed. Their entire airport system is to be bombed. Their main infrastructure, all their major military bases, ground forces. We're talking massive continued bombardment, blowing Iran back into the Stone Age. And if Iran lifts a finger and fights back in any way, they'll be called terrorists. Anyone who fights back is a terrorist. And here in America now, you're hearing that basically all crime is terrorism. If you raise your hand while cops are beating you with billy clubs, it's terrorism. If you're selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes, it's terrorism. Downloading music is listed as terrorism. Just all misdemeanors are terrorism under Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act. Think I'm joking? Go look it up. So they're gearing up in a massive, massive way, and Israel has gotten three Gulf states to clear an air corridor for them to fly through to start the attack on Iran. Now, will we see a false flag staged event in Europe or the U.S. or in the Middle East to kick this off? Yes. Will generals threatening to resign, will the fact that every mainline expert in military affairs is saying this will be a disaster, will that stop them? I don't know. We should hit our knees and pray to God. But that's basically where we stand on that. Later, I'm going to get into the huge breaking news on the BBC. For just to recap it, archived footage from live BBC surfaced yesterday, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Of the BBC, 25-plus minutes before Building 7, known as the Solomon Brothers Building, fell. And it's 4:50-something, and they start announcing from the BBC headquarters in London that the Solomon Brothers Building 7 has fallen. Then, 5-6 minutes later, they cut to a live reporter on the ground, approximately 20 minutes before it falls. And she's saying the Solomon Brothers Building, and again, that's the name of 7. It's just we list them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. 7 was its designated number in the complex, but its name was Solomon Brothers Building. We have links to all that on the website, you know, to New York skyscrapers. You can go look at them all, and it's called the Solomon Brothers Building. Shows Building 7. Or it says Solomon Brothers Building or Building 7 is its name. It says both. Because there's denials now that that's what the Solomon Brothers is. The debunkers will just, because they know the general public's dumbed down and mindless, so they just say, oh, no, that's another building. People will hear, go, oh, okay, fine, that's not true. And they won't check it. It's just any way to deny it's real. That's how they operate. Fine, you're going to get to have the wages of being an ignoramus, of not caring and not being involved. You're going to be enslaved. You know, if you buy lies and propaganda long enough, you will be enslaved. It's simple, real simple. Land of the dumbed-down cowards, no longer land of the free, home of the brave. Sorry to have to say that. Sticking a plastic desecrated flag made in China on your car doesn't make you a patriot. That flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights and Constitution that's being put to the sword, that's being burned at the stake. Let me get back so I can go to your calls. they cut to her, and she talks several times about the Solomon Building has collapsed, it's collapsed, and she steps aside and looks, and they zoom in on Building 7. It's standing there. Clear as day, Building 7. Clear as the nose on your face. And then, as soon as this got reported, they jerked it off Google in real time. Then they jerked it down again. Then they jerked it off YouTube. And then other people started uploading it who'd gotten it, jerking it, taking it down. Again, we've never seen them move this fast. Real time. We're going to play that later in the next hour and get more into it after Hank Gilbert joins us for about 20, 30 minutes to talk about the NAFTA superhighways and a big rally against it coming up on Friday. Right now, let's go to Drew in Vermont. Drew, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call and let your listeners know that on March 6th in Vermont, that's town meeting day. That's one of our last, I guess, forms of direct democracy in this country. And the city of Burlington has got it on the ballot to demand that our congressional representatives demand a new, thorough, and truly independent forensic investigation that fully addresses the many questions surrounding the tragic events of September 11th. And if your listeners would like to maybe get on burlingtonfreepress.com and send in some letters to the editor just to get the issue in the town's face, I think that would be a huge help.
Well, for those that are listening, you go, oh, what's some town calling for a real investigation going to do? It's going to be in the local newspapers. It's going to be on local TV. It's going to be seen prominently at the city council. It's going to get folks talking, getting this mainstream, and similar things are happening coast to coast. And that's why
really
this matters, and that's why this is important.
Yeah, and I just wanted to thank you for all your help. You've been a huge help to me in waking other people up out here, and this has been a huge week just listening to your show about Oklahoma City and, you know, the new BBC revelations as far as their preemptive announcement of the building collapse. It's you're doing a great job.
And the public is so dumbed down that, like on Dig.com and other websites, they're attacking us saying the video isn't real. They're attacking saying, well, there's no time stamp. Clearly, it's before 5 o'clock, then it's after 5. She's standing there saying it's collapsed by name, and it hasn't collapsed. But they're just in total denial.
Yeah, I mean, that's a signal of our strength, I think. If that's their only really defense against these questions, it shows that we're winning.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me just mention this because I want to do a test here. This is how it works. Dig.com is rated in the top 50 websites in the world. To give you an idea how big that is, the tens of millions that read it a day, the Drudge Report, who claims he's the biggest thing since sliced bread, is 500 and something. WorldNet Daily is 1,000 and something rated. You know, Prison Planet is 6,000 and something. InfoWars, 12,000 and something. InfoWars.net, 40,000. And, you know, this is the ratings. And again, most major town newspapers. Take the Austin American Statesman, it's like 15,000 or something. Rush Limbaugh is like 20,000 now on the web, okay? They're plunging, we're exploding. For the first few weeks, our listeners, what you do is you dig the article. You read the article on Prison Planet or InfoWars, you think it's an important article, and you click the Dig link, and then you register as a Dig user, and then you vote it up, and it's supposed to go to the main page. I don't know, 10 times or so. A few weeks ago, our stories got on the main page of Dig. And then Dig admittedly banned PrisonPlanet.com. Anything with PrisonPlanet.com, and it was then banned. Keyword, PrisonPlanet.com, in anything, it's banned. We're also banned from their search engine. You can't find us on their search engine. People emailed, they called, they freaked out. Because this supposedly, it's all about, you know, this democratizing news. What you think is most important goes to the main page. Well, they're squirreling with it. They said we were spam. They said that we were fake news. Yeah, breaking major news stories, having lawyers on, breaking key information. They just said it's not real, it's spam. Well, people complained, and so they allowed us to, they allowed submitters, you can submit our stories too, to start reposting. But then we started running up against people who would come post in the message board on the story that, oh, don't worry, we're all digging you down. because according to the algorithm, how it works, less people can vote against it than vote for it. But if a bunch of people still vote against it, it buries it and kicks you off their site or puts you into the buried area, and then you're kicked off. So we can have 2,000, 1,500 digs, and there's stuff on their main page with 200 digs. Yeah, you get a couple thousand in one day, you're guaranteed front page where tens of millions go. No, cheated us again. We won't let us up there. And frankly, I don't think the dig users could be digging us down this much. I think it's staged. They've already banned us before. So let's test it. Go to prisonplanet.com right now. It's the third story on the right-hand side. It's the original article that we put out yesterday, BBC Building 7 Revelations. It's got like 1,200 digs on it. And again, they're voting against us, taking our digs away. Go in there, overdrive them, register, push it over the edge. Let's see what they do. Let's test this. Now, remember what Google did, and they put out a press release and admitted they did it, but it was an accident, they claimed. Of course, it wasn't, because they weren't doing it to other videos. Then they started doing it to other truther videos, other Patriot videos. There were like 15 different versions a few months ago. Now it's over 50 of Terror Storm that people uploaded. They just uploaded, so there's all these different postings of it. And one would have 500 and something thousand, one 300 and something thousand. And every time it'd go over about 500,000, they would erase. They would leave the posting there of my film, but they would erase all the comments, and they would erase our back to zero. Why is that important? Because we were going into the top 100 and the top 10. That's where most people go to watch. Then it's a snowball. They were basically, it's like you're winning the Indy 500. You're two laps ahead, and for no reason they make you park and let all the other cars get 10 laps ahead of you every time you're winning. Now, we know what happened because we got word of it, but by the time I was watching it, they did it two more times. So we called them. They put out a press release saying, oh, it's an accident. We're sorry. So, again, I don't care about being number one on some website or number one on Google just for the trophy or the Piston Cup. What I want is being on. It's basically now, it's so big, it's bigger than being on CNN to be in the top 10 or so. It's more viewers, more readers. It's basically like they took us off national television. We, in this democratized system, as they call it, and it is a pure democracy, what you watch is what goes to the head, they cheat us and make us go back to the end of the line. It's like you're running a marathon, and you're 2 minutes ahead of everybody else, and they come up and say, sorry, you've got to go to the end of the line now. And they fly you by helicopter to the end of the line for you to start, and then you get ahead of people again. And they say, no, we're going to take you back again to the back of the line. And then you get ahead again, and they say, no, we're going to bring you back to the end of the line again. And it's because they're scared, and they should be scared, okay? Listen to me, punks. You're not going to stop us. Do you understand you CENTCOM operatives on dig, and CENTCOM's announced they got bloggers posting all over and staging stuff. It's the same guys, same comments. You'll see the same guys' comments on 1,000 message boards. I'm not kidding. It's just everywhere. They got a few hundred people just posting, different identities on the web, voting us down, doing all this. And it's not going to work. Because people are just going to learn that PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net and JonesReport.com are being censored. They're going to find out why, because it's powerful information. So they're pulling the videos, they're pulling our numbers, they're knocking us off dig. Wherever we find a chink in the armor to reach the people, we win. Whenever we're able to put our information out, the truth wins. So they try to keep us from getting on the field. They're cheaters. But I don't expect them to play fair. Let's talk to John in Texas. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Houston, the chemtrail capital of America.
Yes.
Every time I look up in the sky, all I see is artificial chemtrails going on.
It's nutritious. The government loves you.
I know. It's day and night, too. I've been out there at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, to check on my car, and I look up in the moonlight, and I can see him up there. So I don't know what it is, but nobody wants to talk about it.
There's a lot of shows that talk about it. We talk about it all the time.
I know. I'm saying officially. I mean, our local media don't want to talk about it, the newspapers. I called up Ellington Field, the Air National Guard base here, and they said, well, we don't know nothing about it. It's not our planes. So,
Well, here's the deal. 8 years ago, I keep saying 8 years ago. I guess it started in 96, 11 years ago. Man, time's really, I just keep saying 8 years for the last few years. No, it's now almost 11 years 11 years ago, you never saw a trail last more than 30 seconds, and then they were always above 20,000 feet. Now they're at 4,000, 5,000 feet. They're there for 2-3 hours. I mean, they're there in hot weather. Something's changed. The Earth is now 20% darker. NASA reported. You can see the satellite photos of the whole world crisscrossed with these trails. You hardly ever see blue skies anymore.
I've looked up in the sky, and just about every cloud up there has been man-made at times. It's just...
Well, the government loves us, sir, and, you know, they admit that they've had projects to manipulate the weather and do other things, but it's okay. They know best. Let's just trust them. Let's take all the vaccines with live cancer viruses, and let's use cell phones up against our heads when all the evidence shows it causes massive cancers, and let's drink aspartame, and let's eat MSG, let's give our six-year-old cell phones and let them fry their brains, and let's just, it's all wonderful, sir.
I got another question I wanted to ask
you. Sure, go ahead.
What's the official name for the Pan-American Union? Is some prosperity or something?
The Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Ain't that sort of like the Greater East Asia quote prosperity spirit that the Japanese tried to impose on Asia during World War II?
Yes.
Sort of similar, ain't
it? Well, they have APEC now. They have the Asian Union already in force. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if you spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John.
Welcome back.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land.
Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. We also carry a lot of other videos and books at the Secure Online Video and Bookstore Shopping Cart at Infowars.com. Be sure and peruse it and check out the different specials and deals today. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in California, then we'll go to Aaron, Wayne, Kenneth, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, good morning from Mexifornia. I was paying my state tax the other day and came online to ask for a relationship test. And it said, you know, the person had to be single, married, and was a citizen or national of the United States or a resident of the United States, Canada, or Mexico. And then yesterday we get a little document from our heads of chief in the Department of Social Services in California stating that they discontinue the policy of suspending investigations or recommendation dismissal or petitions of adoption cases involving non-citizens suspected of being in the United States without lawful immigration status. In other words, green light them. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, the private corporations, the banks, the government, they're saying illegal aliens are literally above the law. Again, they tell the major apartment complexes in secret deals with the feds, because I have the people that work there and are inside, you are to let them have as many as they want staying in the apartment, but if citizens have extra people staying, you are to evict them. Everything is being done to incentivize bringing the third world population here.
Yeah, and with the going into the tax part, definitely it's integrating our money and monetary system with them as well.
Now, you say you work as a social worker. You work for the county or city or state?
Actually, I work for the county, and I'm just a pencil pusher.
I understand. So, this is big news. I wish you'd fax me this new directive or email it to me, and you can black out your name or your office number. But this just fits in with everything else we already know. Be clear with the listeners. They're saying leave the illegal aliens alone. Specifically how?
Specifically, like if a person wants to adopt, right, or puts in a petition of adoption, they're to go ahead and regardless of their status as a citizen or a resident here in California, to go ahead and just go ahead and continue with the homesteading. In other words, you know, they can't deny it or dismiss it based on their status as a citizen here in California.
Now, before to adopt a child, I'm not adopted. My sister is adopted, and I was 14 when they adopted her, so I know the process. I mean, they basically would go over you with a fine-tooth comb.
Oh, yeah.
Forever. But now it's just, hey, you don't even have to be a citizen. No, but just forget it. If it's a lord, if it's an illegal alien, you just let them do whatever they want.
Pretty much. And, you know, how can we check, like criminal background checks in Mexico?
Totally reasonable. If somebody's going to be adopting a child, they need to be vetted. Oh, but no. Not if you're this special class. Then you're untouchable.
Absolutely.
Do me a favor. Do you want to fax that to us or do you want to email that to us? How can you get that to us?
I can fax it to you.
Okay, I've got like three fax numbers. I don't even know which one we're using currently. Let me give you an office line I want you to call right now, and then we'll just give you a number and get this from you, because this is big news. Stay right there. I'm going to talk to you during the break.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.